Hospital. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Didn't want to bug you. I was just hoping you had a minute.
Sure.
I didn't want to also blow up your email 10 thing. So we heard back on that piece of the rock file.
Okay.
Here's the basic facts. And I have some ideas, and I want to run them by you. So I understand the whole ticker here is the 250 idea, and I think everyone would prefer to do this as an EFA because the lease makes issues on your down payment side, and it also makes issues with the vendor and the resale certs and docs and all that stuff, correct?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to find, let me back. I'm trying to find the file.
So here's my crazy wacky idea, and I think I'm wrong, but I want to run it by a few. So the equipment's like 245. I went to the vendor and I said, hey, look, we don't want a complication if we docs, and then the client signs, we get a final invoice with taxes. And it turns out they are going to collect taxes. So the equipment's about 245 plus 20K of taxes. So you're at 265. But I had a very wacky idea. Here's my idea. We did a deal called like Jose Ramirez. Did you get my email earlier by any chance?
Yeah, I did. Gosh, I'm trying to find what I did with that file.
No. Take your time. But here's my general idea.
Oh, I know, but I don't know where it's...
Take your time. So the equipment...
Okay,
no
go
worries.
Ahead.
The equipment would be $265 with taxes if we leave this an EFA. Here's Ruben's crazy idea. Instead of going up to $265 and causing issues and having to dock it and do all the stuff, could we just have the customer pay, if the customer could agree to it, could we have the customer pay the vendor 10% down, the equipment cost would drop 10%, it would be at 245 and change, you know, 10% of the 265, so it'd be at like 239, we'd dock the deal for 239, so on your end, potentially, you're funding less than 265, and the vendor's getting a 10% down payment. That would be my idea. And just writing the lease for writing the EFA for the remaining 239. That was my kind of crazy wacky idea. Instead of the other option doing 265, but then at that case, my whole issue when we discussed it, or the whole problem I would say is you're still T value a deal for 265. Whereas if the customer pays the vendor 10% down, your T value deal for 239.
Was there?
Do you want me to send you the invoice of sales tax so you can see how it works?
Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm showing we need 20% down.
Yeah, we got it approved for 10% down. Actually, you went back.
Okay.
Because it was like a tax issue slash. It was a lot of issues apparently. So.
Okay, because there was. We said we could do it if we do it as a lease, not including tax. They lowered it to 10% down, right?
Yeah. So let's just take. And I'm just. I honestly don't want to. I usually don't jump. I don't jump on these deals, but usually, since it's a large deal, I want to get our numbers higher with you guys. Here is how the invoice would look. Basically, I think what we found out was this. So we got a 20% down to kind of. I know you see a lot of deals. So. We got 20% down approved. I called you and you said, hey, the real issue here is that this is Nevada upfront sales tax, and that's why they want 20% down. However, I said, what if we do this as an EFA? And we were at like 245, and your question was, well, you want to keep it below 250, but the problem is with 250, if you go above 250, you need extra signatures, and you kind of told us, hey, look, if we can avoid that at all costs, pretty much avoid it. Okay, so we went back to the vendor. The guy was shopping around for different suppliers. Finally came back. This is the vendor he wants to go with. The equipment's 245 plus sales tax. The vendor collects sales tax, even though they're not in the same state. So the cost goes over. So the way my brain was thinking was, hey, if it helps Stacy and Axis, if we can keep the number below 250 and have the customer pay the vendor 10% down, then that might solve this issue. That was just my thought.
No, because what we would do, like even if they pay it, the down payment to the vendor,
yeah.
Let's say, I mean, so the invoice is for, what'd you say, 265?
It's 245 right? In equipment cost plus sales tax. But,
right, so the invoice is for 265, so which includes sales tax.
Correct.
So if sales tax is included and it's over that two, I mean, because we have to, even if they pay it to the vendor, we still do our T value with whatever the cost of equipment is. Whether the down payment comes to us or goes to the vendor, it doesn't matter. We're still showing that same cost of equipment.
Really?
So we're still, yes. Yeah. Well, even if they pay the down payment to the vendor, we have to have it on the invoice and we have to have proof of that down payment. So still use the cost of equipment at $265 or whatever it is.
Well,
in our key value.
So I have a question. So we'll hopefully figure this out. This whole Jose Ramirez deal, that's what I think happened, where the vendor ended up keeping the payment. So I guess and I'm not trying to be pushy, I'm just trying to understand. If the customer, if the equipment is $265 and it's not like a deposit the customer gives to the vendor. If the customer actually writes a check to the vendor for 10% of that cost, for $26,000, and that money stays at the vendor, it doesn't get remitted, why would the T value include that number? Because isn't the balance due $240 to $240?
Then we would have to have another 10% down.
Why would you have to have another 10%?
Because we have to collect a down payment. We have to, and if we, I mean, whatever is on our approval for down payment, whether it goes to the vendor or it comes to us, we still have, because we have to show that we've collected a down payment, whether they paid it to the vendor or they paid it to us.
Okay.
We still have to show that we've collected that down payment. So that's not going to work.
Do you know how we got the Jose Ramirez deal done? I thought that was...
Is it booked? Is it... What is?
Yeah,
it?
It's booked. It's booked, I think. Well, I guess I understand. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to be helpful and think of an idea that might work. Because it's a prickly situation, obviously. Do you want to let me know?
Well, I mean, I know it's not, I mean, whatever, like I said, if the invoice is for $265, even if they pay that 10% to the vendor, we're still going to show our cost of equipment at $265 with the 10%. I mean, that's the way we always do it.
Okay.
Whether the down payment comes to us or the vendor, it doesn't matter. We still have to show that on our T value, that we collected what we were requiring down, whether it went to us or the vendor. It doesn't make any difference who they pay it to, but we still are going to show that. We're still going to have the cost of equipment is still going to be the full $265.
Okay.
So
just so, and like I said, I'm not trying to be, so when you guys make docs, the T value is based off $265?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and like that, that 10% for down payment, even if it goes to the vendor, is still going to show on our docs.
Oh, I getcha.
Because we have to show that down payment. So, yeah, if they paid, let's say, $10,000, whatever, to the vendor, even if they paid it to the vendor, our docs are still going to show $10,000 down payment, whether it actually came to us or went to the vendor. We still have to have that down payment on our docs.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It does. I guess the question I would ask is, and I'm just trying to understand, and honestly, this is not my expertise at all. If you have a deal for $265 and you're putting $26,000 down, and let's say you're getting to $239, if the vendor is the one taking, I'm just trying to understand so I can understand the concept, because I am missing something. If the vendor gets $26,000 and the remaining balance is $239, and you fund the vendor the remaining $239, how does that get accounted for with the T value? Because you're saying you're making the docs off $265, but the payments aren't the payments based off the $239 rather than the $265?
Well, they are, but when you do your T value, you put the $265 in there and you put the down payment in there. So regardless of whether you do your T value for, let's say you do your T value for $239,000,
mm-hmm,
or you do it for $265 and include the down payment in there to bring it to $239, you're going to get the exact same payment amount.
Gotcha. Yes, you are. Correct. I ran that. Yeah, you get the same numbers. Okay, so on this one, basically, it's a pretty strong deal. I mean, it's not my money, so I'm never going to say that. But I feel it's a pretty strong deal. The customer has a really good payment history with Ascentium Capital. They pay them very well. Good revenues. Credit, it's a high 690. I think the whole issue with the 20% down was a lot. We talked about because our credit department submitted as a lease, and that was that upfront sales tax. Do you want to see if there's anything? What would your thoughts be on this deal right now? Is there a way to push back at 10%? is it if the customer pays down to 250 or below, then they can get 10%. I want to do everything I can to get the deal on the board, you know, for you guys.
Mm-hmm. So they would pay the vendor. Okay, so right now it's $265.
They can do anything. We presented 10% terms, and you know, I think we submit you guys a lot of deals, and I want to make sure we get a big deal on the board. That's, I think, really key here. And so they can do whatever we tell them to do. I don't think they're going to sign off on a 20% down payment. I just kind of fear presenting that to them. But I do think with 10%, they'll pay it. And at this point, they're not even getting the second machine from that vendor. They might pay cash. They might finance it with us. But, you know, this is the machine they're pretty much looking for. You know, we're really close to that 250 mark. It's just, I wanted to call you. And I'd like to, I don't know how to request docs or if we had to go back to 20% or I just don't know. That's the...
You know, I mean, because like I said, with that sales, I mean, that was, you know, they said they agreed to the 10% if they're paying the sales tax on their own.
Correct.
So, I mean, I don't think there's any way that they're going to, because basically you're at 18%, you know, with the 10% and the sales tax. So, and they're not tax exempt. You checked on that?
I checked 18 different ways. I mean, they're fine doing it as a lease. I mean, with the lease, I guess the question is, but the lease, you're saying there's an upfront sales tax there, so...
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, and I don't think a 101 option is... They're in... Is the customer in Nevada?
They are.
Is that, yes, the customer is in Nevada. So, I think Nevada only has...
I don't know if you guys like offer 10% to show less down. It's if that changes, you know, or I guess the question I'd ask you is a deal like this, do you feel if it goes before someone for above 250, they kill this deal? There's like credit concerns.
You know, I don't know. Probably, I mean, because obviously, like I said, they have to get another signature.
Okay.
So it's getting the upper management above them to approve the deal.
Is it very hard?
I don't know. You know what? I don't do. I mean, the majority of my deals are not over 250.
Yeah. Same here.
I mainly do. You know, I mainly do smaller stuff.
Okay.
So I don't have a lot of experience with the upper management.
I appreciate your honesty.
So. You know, I don't get that many deals this large, over 250. So, I don't know. I mean, you obviously we take a chance.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to just kind of walk through the deal right now and see what, like, the huge... Because I don't see your side, you know, I just see the approval. I don't know what, you know, the credit concerns on this one would be. And I don't evaluate financials, so it's not someone that, you know, you're talking to that says, hey, I do this stuff all day long. I don't.
Yeah, and I don't either. I mean, I don't either. I mean, I can look at them and, let me find the file so I can actually look
sure.
at it. Sure. Hold on just a minute, okay?
Take your time.
Okay.
Welcome to Access Capital, where we focus on the financing needs of your business. Customization is key as we work with you to design a lease plan that best suits your business. By the way, Access Capital also does financing for municipalities and nonprofit agencies. Our representatives will help you find out how Access Capital can work for your business. Great value is a great reason why you should be leasing with Access Capital. We provide simple paperwork for 100% financing, including soft costs. Think about it. Leasing requires less money down. Often only the first and last month's payments are due at the time of the lease. This allows your cash and lines of credit to remain free. Operating leases offer the option of deducting 100% of the lease payment as a business expense. Thank you for your call today. We'll be right with you. Looking for flexibility? Access Capital meets your business needs by creating customized leasing programs that allow you to choose the equipment, budget for cash flow, and plan for business growth. Leasing allows for added equipment or upgrades to meet your changing business needs so that you can keep pace with technology. Let us explain all the advantages of equipment leasing through Access Capital. We'll be right back to assist you. We give your business the ability to keep up to date with technology and get the upgrades that a competitive business needs, no matter what business you're in. Access Capital offers the most competitive leasing rates on a wide variety of assets, such as medical equipment, restaurant and office equipment, automotive, commercial vehicles, telecommunication hardware, and IT systems your business needs. Someone will be right with you. When you lease with Access Capital, you can count on 100% financing on all equipment, low lease-to-own payments, and a lot of flexibility in customizing your lease program. Leasing with Access Capital allows your cash and lines of credit to be open for added equipment and upgrades to keep your business competitive in today's advancing world. Someone will assist you shortly.
Well, that's why I can't find it. It was canceled.
Why?
Because on the last update, Aziz said it was dead. Which we can bring it back.
Hi. Uncle Leo, hello. Are you a Seinfeld fan?
Yeah, and that's not that big a deal, but that's why I can't find it, because it was on the last list I sent out. He's dead by it.
Okay, Ruben, stay with it. stay with it, Ruben. Don't lose it. He's actually a really good guy. He works extremely hard. It's just a mistake.
Let's see. I wonder where it's at. Let me see. Hey, Brittany. What did you, when you canceled all those deals for me last week, did you scan them and upload them? Or where are they? And then did you shred them, or are they? And then I shredded them. Okay. Piece of the rock. So it's probably in Carissa's email. Okay, I'm gonna have her email. I'm gonna have her email
Take your time.
Access Capital's website has everything you need to get started with your customized leasing plan. Browse our history, our full line of leased equipment, and even fill out our simple application form. Visit us at accesscapitalfinance.com. Welcome to Access Capital, where we focus on the financing needs of your business. Customization is key, as we...
Well, she's not at her desk right now to send it to me.
Give me 1 second. I don't want to monopolize your time, though. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. And we're at 849, right? I think you were able to give us like a small rate.
I think so. Let me look in my emails.
think I got an idea. Here's my idea.
849.
Here's my idea. Here's what I'm going to do. So basically, let's walk through this. Let's just say this guy, because I understand what you're saying. You're saying, Ruben, you are gambling with this approval, because once it leaves my hands, it's out of my control, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. And I don't know that credit will even take it. That's the thing, is I don't even know if the two guys that did sign it, do they feel strongly enough that they'll even take it and try to get another signature? I don't know.
Cool. So here's what I think we'll do. Here's my idea. So let's walk through this scenario. If he pays sales tax, we're going to have them document that he's paying sales tax, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He'll have to dock
well,
that he
if
pays.
We do it as an EFA and there's no sales tax on the invoice, we don't care. If it's an EFA, we don't care about the sales tax.
I think the problem here is with this vendor, they're going to put sales tax regardless. If they bill the customer, so let's just say we use that invoice. Can we use this invoice, him write a check for the sales tax, or they invoice him separately, whatever it may be, and then finance the remaining amount?
Yeah, I don't know why that wouldn't work. I mean, I wonder if they could invoice him separately for the sales tax, and we just have an invoice for the $245.
Yeah.
Then that's not a problem.
Okay, but I'm saying we've done a lot of deals for this vendor because we're in the stone industry, but we don't have the kind of relationship. Can you hear me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not. Believe me, if. You know, it is what it is, but it's not like we have much pull with them. So I guess the question I'd ask you is this. If this vendor is insistent, and I'm just trying to plan ahead, if they're insistent on keeping the invoice as it is, can the customer write them a check that says, here's the sales tax, and then the remaining balance is there? I'll ask them if they can invoice separately. But would that be a problem if they can prove that they paid sales tax, so the amount less is $245?
I think that would be fun, because then they would show it. Then they could show it on the invoice where they took where it comes off minus $20,001,501 paid by customer or whatever.
Correct.
I mean, I don't think that would be a problem.
Okay. Next question for you. So, in this case, does it? So here's the other idea that I have in my head. Now, if you guys this vendor wants 10% down. The rest before shipment, which I don't think would be an issue for you guys because, well, I would ask, but it's a very big vendor. They have really good credit. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know. But the question I ask you is this. Let's say today we commence the transaction, we pre-fund it, the 10%. Does it make more sense, and this is, of course, if the customer signs off, does it make more sense for the customer to do 10% down? Does it make more sense for them to do for us to pre-fund 10% or for the customer, and here's the reason why. If the customer pays the deposit to the vendor, if we T-value it, my assumption is the interim rent question. So if Axis pre-funds, say, 10% now, does that commence their transaction or just start interim rent for that transaction?
Starts interim rent.
So if we started today, would that mean if we did 10% as a first payment, does that mean the vendor, their first payment would be November 1st to November 30th? Or would their payments not actually commence until they have all the equipment, until that other 90% is delivered?
If we pre-fund, you mean if we do the 10%?
Let's say Axis is 10%, and they're paying us that big first payment of 10%. So you're pre-funding 10%, but they're having 10% down on the remaining invoice. I guess the question is, does Axis do the pre-fund? Basically,
if we pre-fund, there's interim rent,
mm-hmm.
and then it would not commence until we actually, and basically what, the only thing that we would be, basically the only reason that we would need pre-funding is because we would have to get, we'd have to do the site after funding. See, if we could get them, I mean, because really, actually they need 100%.
They do.
Prior to shipment.
Correct.
So it's really they need 100% pre-funding.
Could we do 100% and just commence the transaction to avoid this guy? Because my only concern is if his equipment's out for 2 months, he's essentially paying 2 months of interim rent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's enough. Going to the wind, essentially.
Yep. Let me see. I think we've done business with this vendor before.
Okay. Because now we have, like, because I think the 100% pre... The other option is we could write the transaction with him paying 10%, I think. And this is assuming all this stuff works. But I'm just trying to game plan that if he does 10%, then we could come to him right before shipment and say, okay, now we're going to fund and we're going to commence the rest. But I think, you know, if we do 100%, we save this guy a lot of money.
Yeah, which we can do. I mean, regardless, really, because prior to shipment, they need 100. They need to have it all paid. And the only thing that we would need, it would basically be site after funding.
Correct.
So let's see.
But do you understand what I'm saying with the customer? If it didn't work with the customer paying 10%, that way his payments aren't starting. And then right before shipment, we ask you to pre-fund the rest. So, you know, I think if I can go to this customer and say, hey, look, the tax issue is nasty, but I can save you 10 grand in payments, then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And we did, well, this was back in 2014. We booked a deal with them, and we did the 10% deposit, and then we paid them the remaining amount prior to shipment. So they were approved, but it was only approved one time, but we could probably get them approved again for 100% pre-funding. And it's basically just going to be site after funding. I mean...
Correct. But what I'm saying is, and if we do the site after funding, that still means that...
It's still 100%. It commences immediately.
So he might have 10 days of interim rent, or maybe a week of interim rent.
He wouldn't have any. Well, I would say just do 100%, just pre-fund it all up front.
Yeah, because then he might, if his billing cycle, if his billing cycle is the first, he has like 3 days left in October or 4 days if he wants to pull the trigger on this.
Well, yeah, if he chooses the first, his first payment would not be due until December 1st.
Correct, but I'm saying would he still be responsible for like 3 days for the rest of October, or do you guys not charge for that?
No. Nope.
Oh, wow.
Fully funded.
Okay, so that seems to probably be the best idea, but we got to go talk to him about this tax issue, or we're back to the 20% down on the taxes.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yep.
Wish me luck.
All right, good luck.
All right.
Let me know, because we'll have to bring it back.
Please bring it back.
Okay, all righty.
Thank you.
Thanks, and bye.
Bye-bye.